Nolte, disgraced CNN admits it got hoaxed by Syrian prisoner. By John Nolte on December 17, 2024. CNN is now admitting it got hoaxed by the star of its acclaimed and now disgraced and debunked Syrian prisoner story. Last week, CNN released its biggest scoop in years. A dramatic video of the rescue of a prisoner from one of deposed dictator Bashar al-Assad's infamous torture prisons. What good fortune that Clarissa Ward happened to be right there with her camera crew when a man left behind after the prison's liberation was found cowering beneath a blanket. We were told that this man had been locked up in a windowless cell for 3 months. We were told he'd somehow been forgotten during the liberation and had had no food or water for 3 days. Nevertheless, his clothes, cell, and fingernails were clean. His beard looked trimmed. Gee, and for a guy locked away in a dark cell for 3 months, he didn't even blink in the sunlight. As I wrote yesterday, there are only two possible explanations for this hoax. Either CNN staged the whole thing or CNN knew it was being staged and didn't care because it is a dying news outlet desperate for anything that might boost the doornail dead ratings. The story began to fall apart as soon as it went live. Social media immediately pointed to countless tells that this was staged. CNN tried to ignore that. What Kwal could not ignore was a local fact-checking site that blew the whole charade wide open. Turns out our potential Oscar nominee for best performance as a regime victim was not the regime victim CNN sold him as. On Sunday, a Syrian independent news platform called Verify.si called CNN's report a hoax, identifying the prisoner as a Syrian Air Force intelligence officer named Salama Mohammed Salama, also known as Abu Hamza. Verify.si described Salama as a notorious operative of the Assad regime who managed several security checkpoints in homes and was involved in theft, extortion, and coercing residents into becoming informants. Salama's activities included killing and torturing civilians, some of whom were arrested without cause or on fabricated charges. Some of his victims were targeted simply for refusing to pay bribes, rejecting cooperation, or even for arbitrary reasons like their appearance. And now, 5 days later, CNN has been forced to admit it was all a hoax. A man who was filmed by CNN being released by rebels from a Damascus jail was a former intelligence officer with the deposed Syrian regime, according to local residents, and not an ordinary citizen who had been imprisoned, as he had claimed, reports CNN. Why didn't CNN do this before it aired the original report? Why did a local fact-checking outfit break this news before CNN? We all know the answer: CNN is fake news. CNN has no desire to be accurate or truthful. No media organization interested in its credibility would have broadcast that video without 1. Diligent fact-checking and 2. Even more diligent skepticism. Breitbart News operates with a budget and staff dwarfed exponentially by CNN. And I can tell you for a fact that there is no way in hell that video would have passed muster here. But that's the difference between CNN and alternative media: we care about our credibility. You see, CNN and the rest of the regime media are so insulated inside their bubbled echo chamber. They have lost touch with a reality that demands accuracy and accountability. With this ridiculous video, CNN was showing off for the rest of the bubble, unconcerned with its reputation outside of that bubble. Within that bubble, lying and grandstanding in defense of the agenda will always be applauded. It's a freaking cult, is what it is. Free for the holidays, an autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, "To Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive." Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.